Hi, I'm Michael Pfeiffer. This is another episode of Metal Conversations. In this episode, I'll discuss professional education and training. So for the past 4 or 5 months, I've been revising a course on corrosion, and I felt that there are topics that could be improved and added, and I felt I needed to learn more about certain topics in the area. So I started reading some textbooks. Some are better than others at explaining the topics that I'm interested in, and I found that some are just confusing. One in particular just tried too hard to condense material into a small book while still covering all the important topics. So it really didn't do a very good job of explaining things. It was confusing. And I had to go and buy more books. Luckily, I was able to find books that were used that were not too expensive. And so far, I probably spent 40 to 50 hours, you know, spending the time learning in more detail some of the areas that I wanted to cover. And the thing is, I'm comfortable taking on this learning because I'm a learner. I like to learn, and I'm comfortable taking on new things. So in this podcast, I'd like to talk more about professional training and development. So I'll get to that. First, before I talk about that, a brief commercial. I recently started offering a one-hour consultation to people. These are for clients who maybe have a question or a simple problem that they want to talk about or want to get more information to start planning things out. And they only want an hour's worth of time to discuss the question or the problem or the decision they're trying to make. And I help out with that. We meet via Zoom, and they give me background information about the problem or the decision, and we talk about it. And the whole point of that is to give people the information they need to help them understand the lay of the land, what decisions are laying in front of them, how to go about getting more information, what steps that they're going to have to take, and helping them put together those steps. And I found that people just after that 1 hour have a better sense of clarity and confidence about what they're going to be taking on. So if you're interested in getting 1 hour consultation, go to my website and purchase 1 hour to talk about the things that you're working on with your metals. All right, so back to professional development and training. So when I finished grad school, I thought that I was done with having to learn stuff. Getting a PhD, there was a lot of things I had to learn about. I had to learn about different things in metallurgy and how to use different tools. And I had to learn about analog to digital converters in order to instrument the equipment I was using. And it was a lot of learning. And I thought when I was done, that's it, I'm done. I'm done having to spend my time learning. And as I found out, that has not been the case. So when I started my first job at Motorola, I was working in a semiconductor fab, also called an integrated circuit factory. And I was responsible for this process of depositing aluminum onto the circuits. It's called sputtering. And I took a course on vacuum systems and vacuum analysis. And I had a question about vacuums and water molecules because that was important to the part of the manufacturing line that I worked on. Water that got into the vacuum chamber had to be pumped out because we wanted to try to get as low of a pressure as possible inside of the sputtering chamber. And the instructor was able to answer my questions about vacuum and water molecules. And based on that understanding and clarity that I got from the answer, I was able to help eliminate this what's called liquid nitrogen, eliminate liquid nitrogen from the process, which saved about $20,000 a year. And this was back in 1992. It helped reduce the cycle time, and it also helped improve the quality of the aluminum film that we were depositing. So it was a trifecta of gains just by attending a 2-day course and asking one question. So based on that experience, I had decided that whenever I took any sort of training, that if I learned one concept that helped me with a job, that course was a winner. And that didn't make any difference whether it was a 1 hour course, a 1 day course, or a 1 week course. As long as I came away with something that helped me out with what I did, then that was time well spent. Also, Motorola encouraged continuing education. So there was support within the organization to take the training. Motorola expected people to take 40 hours a year of training. And Motorola had what was called Motorola University, where they were offering classes that were always available year round. So the benefits that I learned to be able to invest myself in the learning and to get what I could out of it, and to pick courses that would give me something that would help me with my job. And I saw it as being an investment in myself, because as I would tell people when they weren't sure about whether to take go on for an advanced degree or even to get an undergraduate degree, a bachelor's degree, or even professional development, that no one can take the knowledge away from you. And so that it's a great investment in yourself, and you'll have it forever. And the other thing that's important about professional, especially professional development, is that this is it's much more comprehensive compared to on-the-job experience. With on-the-job experience, you only learn what you run across at any particular moment, rather than being better informed and better prepared to recognize situations when they occur and be able to react appropriately for those situations. And also to be able to apply the perspective and the mindset associated with the knowledge related to those situations and the learning that you would have obtained from courses. And instead, a lot of people just try to feel their way through problems, often muddling around rather than having a good sense of what of the steps to take and the information they need to get in order to solve the problem that they're working on or make a decision. And that's it's a really unproductive way of doing things, I find. And also, it lacks a certain elegance. To me, it's really cool when we can sit down and with knowledge and understanding, identify solutions to problems that are elegant, that result in the trifecta that I talked about, where you save money, save time, and improve quality all at one time. And that is possible. So why am I discussing this? Well, I found that many people, and it's not just engineers, don't think about or avoid professional development and training. And it's always been kind of frustrating to me, especially as someone who offers professional development training to engineers in the area of metallurgy. And there's probably lots of reasons why people aren't taking advantage of professional development and training. Could be the cost, the time required. In many cases, their employers won't let them. That's so odd, because it's a great investment in their employees, because it's only going to benefit the employers. There's also lack of awareness, just personal inertia, and then some people just complete lack of interest. They're not interested in learning new things and spending the time. And other people just decide they're just going to learn on the job and they're not going to worry about it. And as I said, I think that last attitude, it only hurts the person, because they're not gaining knowledge that's going to help them do a better job and also help them be able to do their job more easily and be better at their job. So maybe they would just like to work less and have to work to be less stressed out, and having the knowledge will help them do that. So even if they're not, know they're not going to make more money, being able to work less is still a good thing. I mean, in my mind, it's always an optimization of trying to make more money and working less time. So then again, as a person who offers training in an area of engineering that I know people don't have a good handle on, it's a little confusing and perhaps frustrating about why aren't people interested in professional development, so that they can be better at their jobs and perhaps enjoy their jobs a little bit more. And I struggle with how to get people to take an interest in this area of metallurgy. One of the things I realize that stands in the way is, and this is a concept discussing, I want to discuss this four levels of competence. And some of you may be familiar with this. So people have identified that there are four levels of competence. The first level is unconscious incompetence. And this is when people don't even understand what they don't know, and they wade into problems not knowing that they're completely unaware of the details and the considerations and the perspectives needed, and they start doing things, oftentimes making things even worse. And I've actually seen that with metallurgy, there's a lot of unconscious incompetence, a lot of people who know bits and pieces and they try applying them, not really understanding that they really don't have a good handle on it. And they try making decisions based on their small grasp of things. The next step is conscious incompetence. This is when people are aware that they're lacking in knowledge in certain areas. And so this is awareness. And so even though the person doesn't understand or know how to do something, this person recognizes the deficit as well as the value of the new skill. And this is what happened with me with corrosion, as I realized that there were certain things I needed to understand better in order to teach them. And I spent a lot of time doing that. Also, I had an experience years ago, and I think I talked about this in a previous podcast, where I tried to use intuition about something that turned out to be wrong that ended up causing problems. This was many years ago when I was in the semiconductor factory. And I learned a lesson from that, and that is that I should not try to use intuition. There is no such thing as scientific intuition. Either you know or you don't know. And I become more and more aware of my incompetence in many areas, because the area of materials and metallurgy is so broad, and there's so many different materials to know about. And even within a particular material, for example, just aluminum alloys or stainless steel alloys, there's so much to know. And I try to be very careful about areas that I wade into, making sure that I'm knowledgeable about that area. The next step up after conscious incompetence is conscious competence. This is when people have the knowledge and they're competent in an area, but they're still learning. They're not masters yet of the knowledge and how to apply it. The top level is unconscious competence. This is mastery, when people know an area so well that to them they can talk about the area almost in their sleep. They're just so knowledgeable. And I'm sure that all of you know people who are like that in certain areas, where it doesn't have to be with work, it can be about other things, baking or automobiles or fixing things, that they're so knowledgeable and they can just talk about anything related to that area. I believe that professional development and training is important for us individually, as well as it's important to employers, and people should be proactive, and managers and vice presidents and business leaders should be proactive in having their employees learn whatever's needed to do their jobs better. And this enables making systematic improvements, reducing costs, improving quality, improving cycle time, and having a less stressful workplace as people are more knowledgeable and become masters at their job and at their areas. I recommend that you take advantage of the training available to you, even if your employer doesn't pay. There's so many things available now on the internet to get different courses, virtual courses, and they could be 1 hour, 5 hour, 1 week, a whole year. Some are watching tapes, some are with professors that are live, to help you be better at what you do and to help you enjoy it more, and hopefully help you be more productive when you're doing it, so that you can be less stressed when you're doing it and leave work at 4 or 5 o'clock, or get paid more, whichever is important to you. So that's it for discussion about professional training and development. My request is take lots of metallurgy courses. So I'd love to hear about your metals engineering and learning experiences. Feel free to send an email or leave a comment. My email address is mike@imetllc.com. Also, let me know if there's a topic you'd like me to cover. Thanks for listening.